Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. Thank you. Thank you, church. Let's be seated. I've been having a line of conversation with you for a while. Well, I took a break on one, went to something else. So, how to come out of difficult situations? So, there are instances in life that things don't look like they will get better. Amen. And it's real. There are situations that there seem to be no sign of hope, physically speaking, that one will come out. Sometimes it's not a situation, it is a season. And sometimes it's the entire life. Like all that this fellow has known has been pain and pain and pain and all that. So you look at what your situation is now. And probably this is one of the most asked questions, all right, on the planet. And the question is, how can I come out? The experience I'm having looks like nothing that God has shown about my future. And the funny thing is that there seems to be no hand immediately to help. I was talking with a mentee of mine yesterday, who's been, for a while, we've been having conversation and all that. And many times when we talk, I go back and I ask God, if this is wilderness, when will it end? Because there seems to be no hope at all. All right? And one time, he just messaged me and all that, and he said, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. God just changed everything and all that. So he was telling me, what I want to say now, I'm not saying so as formula. I just want to give a complete perspective. All right? So he was telling me, he said, we had a program this year. I can't remember when. He said, when I came, I sent certain amount to your account with tears. So I said, this is my widow's mite. I didn't see it. So when I took him to the teens church, and he was telling me, he said, God use unexpected people to bring me out of this situation. And I interrupted him. And I said, it's because you were not offended at the expected people. God will never use unexpected people for you until you are no longer offended at the expected people. He said, yes. When you're in situations where, because tough situations at certain levels can breed entitlement. And if you tell this person, no, I'm going through this, why can't they help me? If you take that bait, okay? Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do people come out? How can darkness turn to light? How can night turn to day? How can situation entirely change? Listen, get this right. Not all negative situation is orchestrated or caused by God. In fact, I'm going to tell you this for a fact. People have bombarded me for it. Religious people have tried to attack me. There's no problem. With time, everybody will learn. God does not use painful situation to train his children. What happens is, because of the loopholes in our understanding or actions, we find our way in things that are not exactly God's plan. But God shows up to help us. He shows up to now occasion it. In fact, what happens is that the devil most times trying to afflict God's children doesn't know that he's only fanning them to flame. Let me pause a bit and iron out a few things. When the good man sowed good seeds in his field and he woke up and saw that an enemy, that there's tears amongst the wheat, he had to ask who had done this. If you don't know he's bringing what, you may stay there longer than you should stay. You don't have general assumption around battles. Because your theology is not just a body of knowledge. It's also going to be the foundation for your experience. And I've seen where theology, people's theology, cause problems in their lives. There are people that their theology tells them that the kind of dimension they have requires that they are small. It's a body of thought. Grace they will have, smallness they will have. And when they are done with smallness, they will increase. There are people that have theology, that their theology tells them that people who have the kind of calling that they have usually die early. Calling they will have, early death they will have. At a certain level, you are not going to be excused from your beliefs. For instance, things may be tough that should change and be rebuked. And the fellow says, okay, I know. God is about to take me through 3 years of wilderness. 3 years you will go through. Because that's your body of thought. So the devil, okay, let me show you. Ephesians chapter number 6. Let's start the reading from verse 10. All right, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. All right. Don't forget the third one. Rulers of the darkness of this world. These ones will rule you once you don't have light. They are domain for operating successfully in your life is that you lack revelation. See, the understanding new creation realities cannot be overemphasized. It cannot be overtaught. Because if you don't know what you have freely received in Christ, the devil will change you, sir. You will think what is your right covenantly is a privilege. Are you following what I'm saying? See, at certain, as you begin to mature, you must move from God is able to God is willing. God is able to make all things good, oh yes. God is able to turn my situation around, oh yes. God is able to change my life, oh yes. When you get to God is willing, you are wondering, they start muttering. And sometimes your environment can condition your theology. Because the environment is such that nobody is really rising. And that's why if you truly love people, rise. That's the way to change their lives. If you see, two poor people can't help each other. Two sick people can't help each other. Two broke people can't help each other. If you truly love your generation, refuse to be small. Period. You will do more becoming an inspiration than distributing 5-5 naira on the road. The kind of things we hear in this house, I'm still not even able to speak to you because there's still a lot of religion. Some of the problems with the African church is religions and emotions. We emote a lot. I've told you, if you feel life is not treating you well, get out of your comfort zone. And they say, get out, you are crying. They are talking to me anyhow. You will stay long. Emotional people don't arise on time. Get out of your comfort. If see, I don't owe anybody an apology. If you are lazy, you are lazy. Do you get what I'm saying? I said if you are lazy, you are. Hello, you are there, okay? Can't get up! No great man drags. 24 hours, you are sleeping 8. When people are grinding through the night. And I know what I'm telling you. Because you just say, look at it. Look at it. Before you can assume that, okay, this situation is supposed to be like this, it must have been that you have done everything you should do under God. The things you should do, you are not doing. You say, this is God. The devil will tell you it is true. And he will keep you there for a long time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even as pastors, the ministry is not a call for laziness. I was writing on Twitter, I saw some people were insulting pastors and say, pastors, this is it. Oh boy, if it is easy, go and start a church. Go and start. You have a voice. You can talk on Twitter. Start one now. Then you'll understand that there are dimensions to these things. See all these pastors, don't mind all these Pentecostals. What are people doing Yahoo? Yahoo is easier than ministry. Ministry, every part of your faculty will be engaged with it. And let me tell you this. I have many times in my ministerial experience stood face to face with people that I know what to tell them that will change their lives forever, but I can't tell them because they emote. Many of us are not ready for what we pray for. I was discussing with the community head leader about those jobs. Many people will pray, oh God, this, oh pray, oh God, this. But they don't check their mails. They don't understand the technicalities of relationships. Somebody will come and meet you. This opportunity is available. Apply. They will give feedback. You won't talk to the person. You want to shoulder it on your own. Then the thing won't open. You say, it pleases God to still leave me here. Which God? One time, Dr. Mensa Otabio said that where I am now is not a product of impartation. It's a product of knowledge.
Oh, the old Ghana Roa. You can't tell us. We know impartation. You know,
it's sweet. When you lay hands on people and they fall. But you've seen them rise many times, still as ignorant as they were before they fell. And many of them, the things they are asking for, those who don't have impartations are getting it. Knowledge is a more greater impartation, sir. You don't believe it. That's why some of the most praying churches are the poorest church and lack significance in the society. Because certain things just have to take certain routes. We can be here and do 24 hours prayers, 48 hours prayers, and just one policy will shut us down. Our religion won't just help us. And once it is religion, we are so emotional about our gods, our idols. I prefer people will listen to me. In fact, let me tell you this. I struggle. Sometimes I go to meetings and I'm ministering and I'm struggling. But when it's time to say, now take it, everybody's, you see, the atmosphere is charged. But I would prefer that you will sit down and learn. You'll be more blessed. Sometimes somebody has fallen under the anointing. It's happened to me, whether they've passed out. I don't know what happens when people are on the floor. It happened to me just once and I was conscious of my environment. I don't know this one that, I don't know. They have to be carried, this person and all that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. So, I don't know what it feels like. But I've seen it happen in my meetings. But I honestly don't know what it feels like. But many of the places, I would prefer that they will be open to teaching. I feel more giants will rise that way. Because they've been part of many impartations. But there are certain knowledge they lack, and it is knowledge that is the key. I've shown you, when Jesus died on the cross, our faith was hanging in the balance. Peter, James, John, powerful guys. But there was a need for another kind of disciple. And it is a type showing us that each time the body of Christ is lying down, we need the emergence of those type. The Josephs of Arimathea. Those who truly have an assignment that goes beyond pulpit ministry, so that when the society is trying to regulate the church, they as the church in the society can re-regulate the society. This model of church we have now is over. This model that churches are rated based on seating capacity, it's an old model and it is fast expiring. The model that needs to be installed now is the go ye church. Do you understand? Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you are ignorant, the devil is going to take advantage of your ignorance and is going to afflict you, and you will feel anointed. You will feel it is God. you will feel there's a reward for your affliction, and you will feel it pleases God to pass you through it. For instance, even when we read Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, it's not a complete scripture, because that scripture started with, we remember the way. Can you give me that scripture? All right, look, go to verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord your God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. But listen, this is not a complete scripture. Because you also know that God had to lead them through the wilderness because of the nature of their heart. He didn't want to lead them through the way of the Philistines so they would not see battle and run. That could have been shorter. How do we interpret this in contemporary life? Sometimes you have to go to a long route that agrees with your theology. Meanwhile, if you break down religion, the route is shorter. That's why sometimes people come to meet me and say, I have job in so and so place, but I'm getting it bad on. I'm thinking of not going. What are you talking about? If you don't leave me, I'm going to leave you soon. What are you talking about? Get out of here. Be gone and be there. And what history of Life Church is not there? You are there. It means we are coming. See, there's no religion. I have countless number. Pastor Pelumi right now is in Lagos. And who would have thought, the way Pastor Pelumi is working with me. Say, go and apply right now. Say, okay. He says, this is the job condition. You bad on this. My friend, pack your load now and get out of this city. And I call the worker right there in her presence. Call me so, so, and so, and so worker. Resume what she's doing. If it is the same anointing, we'll have the same result. See, there's no religion. There's no point packaging ourselves and squeezing ourselves. Yeah, we're all weak and small. Is it God who has called for this church? It can never lack men. One of our pastors came to meet me and said, Papa, there's an opportunity opening for me in the United Kingdom. And all that, and all that. I said, so? He said, I'm thinking and all that. I said, you are thinking. You see, the only person who is permitted to think about such opportunity is me. Because I'm the lead pastor. Alright? And I can't just go anywhere. But you see, you, if I send you anywhere, it is God who is sending you there. So go. I said, if you miss this opportunity and later I'm thinking of how to send you there, then there's an issue. We don't like that. We are just religious people. Right now in this church, we have people spread across different regions. Different regions. France, Australia, Canada, America, and all that. Hey, those are potential households. So before you have this scripture, you have to understand the backdrop. There were people who were not ready for battle to move into their promised land. So you have to go through delay. But there's no battle. Are you ready for battle? Are you ready to fight through situations that when you fight through that situation, you get to where God is taking you to on time? Battles mature you faster than delay does. They were not ready for battle. When Sphere of Light Church was starting, there was a picture I sent recently to Sons and Daughters platform. That picture was taken on a Saturday morning. I was wearing more like a gold native, funny looking native like that. I think the media, David particularly, should have that picture. The fellow who took that picture was Yemi Kings. The fellow sitting on the rail in that picture had come to hide me. Because they believed that I should not be doing ministry. That the kind of people I'm gathering, I should not gather them. I was threatened that if any of these children, okay, you guys, any of these children should fail another. So we'll drag you out of this campus and drag you on the floor. I'm an SUG person and all that. So the fellow talking to that fellow in that picture was actually holding him and begging him that, don't embarrass him here and all that. But what they couldn't understand was how I was quiet and yet fierce. They thought that once people are gentle, they should back down easily. But I knew that God has sent me. I knew that he has sent me to the people he has sent me to. You see Julius standing up and talking to them and all that. I remember some of them were summoned to a meeting with Pastor Joseph and were questioned. Why will you follow this person? Who doesn't know? A pastor stood up and said, I swear this ministry you are running can't start 6 months. Everything will fall apart. This man is going nowhere in life. But I was ready to go the way of the Philistines. Because I was ready for battle. If I was not ready for battle, I would have gone to start somewhere else. And then, what could have been 40 days would be 40 years. When have you chicken out? Chicken out on time. You were not raised tough. You hate words. You hate to be dragged. Some people dragged me recently on Twitter. Some of you, I saw your stuff. Thank you for... Now let me go into it. You see, but I also followed them up. I did follow up. Sometimes when you keep quiet, people think a fool is right. That we are quiet doesn't mean we are not battle ready. If it is this thing, we have it much more. But there's just a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. But we can school a fool. And you understand that we are not chicken. This is the era for us to defend the church. And I told God, you drag a pastor, I follow you. We won't keep quiet. So many believers are not battle ready. And if you are not ready to fight, victory is not yours. Because victory is for those who fight. You know what God has said, but can you fight? Because the devil is going to rise to intimidate you. You have to keep getting out of every environment where there's confrontation. Every time somebody confronts you, you are thinking of exiting. Every time you are thinking of leaving. When will you truly leave the life God has given you? There's no place God is going to bring you to right now that there will be no contest. You have to be willing to fight. That's the fact. Religion will make you prefer the wilderness than to go the way of battles. But God is going to still go with you. So you would think he was the one who really wanted it. But he's seen your heart. And I'm asking somebody today, are you ready to fight? See. It takes more than anointing to change position. It takes a fighting spirit. See, listen. The same anointing that is filling this place up, the same anointing can keep us in parties if we are not fighters. Sometimes you are the one that will have to call it quit and say, I'm done. If I die, I die. Those who say so don't end up dying. It is those who can't say that die. Listen, there is something that cannot be imparted in life You either have it and rise, or you lack it and die. It's called hunger. Listen to this. Never do life with somebody who doesn't have hunger for more. Particularly those who see hunger as ambition. Once you are striving for more, then you lose them. Because their whole life is built around small things. Their theology, their esteem. Many of you can't relate with people who have more than you. You don't just feel fine. When they drop you from their cars, you are saying, God, when? Because there's a negative one and there's the positive one. Sometimes your esteem can carry people who are greater than you. Keep losing out. It takes more than impartation to break negative situations. Give me Genesis 27. When Isaac was praying for Esau. Let's go to verse. Should it be 30 now? When it says that I've made your brother a ruler over you and all that. But when you become restless. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end blessing Jacob. And Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father. That Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Yes. And he also has made savory meat and brought it unto his father. And he said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? May you not be asked, who art thou, when you knock the door of destiny? All right, because you've got to know how to enter. And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. Yeah. And Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that taken venison and brought it me? All right? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and blessed him. And he, and he shall be blessed. That is what I've said is irreversible. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, my father. Yes? And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and taken away thy blessing. Verse 36. And he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. And he took away my birthright, and behold, he had taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou reserved just a blessing? Blessing for me. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his burden I've given unto him for servant, and with corn, wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son? Now, this is worst case scenario. Where you find yourself in place where people don't rise. There's no yardstick. Is there still a hope? Let's find out. Verse 38 now. And Esau said unto his father, as thou but one blessing, father, bless me, even me also, O father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39. And Isaac his father said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew from above. And by thy sword shall thou live. You have to be a fighting man to have dominion. When you are born in places where people have not tilled the ground open, you've got to learn how to fight. Don't copy those who have it all up. You can't be coming from there and yet you are like a lackadaisical. Some of you want to live the life of those who already have it. And another thing I've found out is that those who are striving for these things, those who have more hunger. Those who don't have no hunger. Just like church growth. Come to Sphere of Light Church Sunday morning, past six, people are already here. Then you go to another place where probably just about 10 and 15 and all that. You find out 8 o'clock the church is not open. 9 o'clock they are struggling to open. Everybody just believe this thing is happened by one decree. We have caused it. We have raised a generation we didn't tell the entire truth. People would rather say amen to their prayers than to follow instructions. The real key is in instructions. Such that you can be seated in a meeting like this without anybody laying hands on you. You know exactly what to do differently and do it and your life changes. Who has bewitched us? Many people call me for birthday blessings. Only few people ask me for birthday instructions. Very few. And I pay attention to that. Oh, Papa is my birthday. Pray for me. But those few that says, please talk to me. What do you have from observation as a word for the next season? And it has colored many of the things we are doing. And my heart bleeds when I go for meetings and they would rather be imparted than be taught. I'm like, what are you doing? When you want to pray, impartation, before you even say a word, they're already on the floor. And I'm saying, really, I would have preferred that you be more attentive. I could pray a simple prayer and teach you, and your life will change better. That's the fact. That's why last week, my heart was so heavy while I was talking to you. I talk to ministers. Oh, I'm going through this. It's not changing. Do you follow my last meeting? I was busy. Look at the meeting I was having yesterday night. Do you know the value? Do you know the value? And I found out it is not the power of a meeting that changes people. It is the hunger in their heart. Somebody can meet just a word, but is more hungry than those who have been there all through. And they will have more results than them. Hope you know a time is coming that me talking to you directly like this will be luxury. Are you aware? I'm not tied down to this location. Are you aware? You better move as I'm moving. Because my own point of inquiry has been the level of light to have that membership is not tied to my presence. Let's leave that. You'll be amazed that people like Reverend Sam Adeyemi is not in Nigeria and their church attendance is not dropping. Rather, they are increasing. A church that can see thousands running countless services per Sunday. And yet, when you meet such a man, you are not saying, teach me what you know. You are saying, place your hands on me. Once the anointing comes, the anointing amplifies what you have plus foolishness. It amplifies it. All right. He said, and thou shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass that when you should have dominion, when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break the yoke from off thy neck. Meaning that it is not an impossible situation. Now, give me another rendition. Okay, I love the message. It said, you will live by your sword hand to mouth and you will serve your brother. But when you can't take it anymore, that's what we don't have. There comes a point in everything you are doing, you say, I am done. Hey, when you see somebody who has a fighting spirit, it goes to check on the champions who have a record of victory in battles. This thing is not religion. It's not. See, listen to me. Listen. Myself was there. I was talking to somebody on the phone and I was rebuking the guy. And I was actually going to block the person off. I was reach out and say, please help me. And this, are people after me. I've taken some loans and all that. Now there's nowhere else to run to but the body of Christ, I said. He's saying, hold on. That you need help, there's no issue with that. But there's nowhere else to run to but the body of Christ is a language of blackmail. The body of Christ did not take the loan. Where are you now? Say, I'm on the mountain. Doing what? Jesus will come and pay for it. Have you seen that some of the things they accused us with and of, we are really guilty? People are sick. They are not investigating whether they have faith to be healed. They are rejecting medical attention and they die. One time, like that, I had two roommates. Yemi Kings and Samuel Ajiribi. I ministry, Yemi Kings photography, Samuel film acting and all that. When I wake up in the morning, at my quiet time, listen to messages, read my Bible, pray and all that. Yemi Kings is a very unique boy. He doesn't really do much of all those things. Sometimes he comes in, and I'm like, what is this? But there's something he doesn't fail to do. I think I've seen him pray more those days when he's going through T.Y. Bello's page and just look at it and say, look at this woman. God, this woman is my daughter. He kept doing that. Eventually, things changed. See Samuel analyze movies. Kunle Afolayan say, this guy is this. Few years, Kunle Afolayan called him. Few years, T.Y. Bello called Yemi Kings. What takes sleep from your eyes? If you don't have hunger, you can't have anything. It can't be imparted. That's the secret ingredient that makes men different. I have some schedules of people, I follow up their sessions. I follow what they do and pay attention and look and say, wow. It is not always when we are in prayer room that we are praying. Sometimes it's fanning something to flame. God, look at this. There's a principle here. Oh, no. There's light here. If you don't have such, we should be afraid of you. See, listen to me. It is not enough. Nobody can bully anybody. That's why I say this version is changing. Say, I want to marry you. I don't have something. Things will change. We will know it will change by looking at your posture. There is a posture that those that things will change for have. If every time you are told to get out and do things, you are emotional, things are not going to change. And don't blame anybody for not believing in you. They have the right not to. Auto. You only have one duty. Prove it. You say, those who didn't believe in me, keep quiet. That's an emotional life. Get busy and grind. If you are not tired of where you are, You can't change it. Some of you pick offense and pick fight at those who are challenging you. Sometimes when I call a topic, last week I saw some of you just laugh. That laugh of foolishness. He's come with that topic again. He's going to fire us again. Instead of you saying, much more, we want much more. Push me till I'm no longer convenient to sit down. And I'm not going to stop because those that will hear will hear. I'm not afraid of offending you. If one person, listen, I was invited for a meeting. I'll be in Port Harcourt this week. I said, I'm not going to go. So I'm not coming. My own life and esteem in ministry is not built on number of programs or where I'm invited. That's why someone like me is very complex to bring, because my life is not wired around those things. I understand the range you can go when you are in the presence. I said, I'm not going anywhere. A young girl chatted me up from Port Harcourt. I said, wow. I have long waited for this day. That God will send you down to our campus. Unfortunately, I was told you are not coming again. I said, are you going to be in that program? She said, yes. Then myself and my friends have been praying. I said, go and prepare, I'm coming. I called them, I said, I'm coming for your meeting. They were surprised. What's this? That's how I operate. One of the most painful things I've seen in church are prayer warriors who are not fighters. Are you squatting? Are you tired? When you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free. Let's pray. See, those of you who are following what I'm teaching, follow it. Those of you who are getting offended at what I'm teaching or my methods, keep getting offended. There will be a clear difference soon. Are you aware 2022 is our last year of being like this? It takes fighting spirit to do some of the things we are doing. We're starting teenagers church. We are starting all these. We want to buy ACs here. We are starting a new branch. Abuja Church is in the pipeline. The anointing will get things done by itself. It takes the posture of the anointed. I hope you'd rather change than to be angry. I want to have your ears, not your head. I want to talk to you. Not just a head to pour oil on or to lay hands on. Your ears. If you'd listen, you'll have more result. I have people that if they can hear some of the things I know, they will, their lives will change. But they just won't listen. They just won't listen. Father, I ask that you touch your children and let your hand rest upon this house powerfully. Let people's lives change. Let there be transformations. We pray for all our centers this morning. Increase, help, and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.